Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you again, back in my usual seat.
And last week, I left everybody with a challenge. Let's go back over it. Start with a key two-word phrase heard in many TV recitations of the Miranda Rights. Rearrange the letters in these two words, and you can name a six-letter member of the military and a six-letter action that person has taken. What are the words?
Well, after reciting the entire Miranda warning in my head, I came to remain silent, which you can rearrange, as you said, to spell Marine and enlist.
Nicely done.
Which is very clever. Okay, Ian, on June 20th, 1980, the films The Blue Lagoon and The Blues Brothers were both released in theaters. To commemorate those two classic and very different movies, this week I've brought questions about other blue movies. The 1961 musical comedy Blue Hawaii was one of the more successful films, starring who as a soldier who has just gotten out of the army and is looking forward to a life of surfing and hanging out at the beach.
Elvis Aaron Presley.
It is indeed. And Blue Hawaii, the song, is actually a cover version, which was originally by Bing Crosby. Blue Hawaii, the soundtrack album, was the second most successful album of the 1960s behind the soundtrack to West Side Story.
Wow.
Surf's up, dude. Released in 1990, Mo Better Blues tells the story of a jazz trumpeter, played by Denzel Washington, who makes a series of bad decisions that put both his personal life and musical career in jeopardy. The film was which director's follow-up to 1989's Do the Right Thing?
That's Spike Lee.
It is indeed. And Mo Better Blues was the third of eight consecutive films by Spike Lee in which he wrote it, produced it, directed, and had a starring role in it.
He must be so tired.
Cate Blanchett won a Best Actress Oscar for her portrayal of the title character, a socialite who falls into poverty and becomes homeless, in what 2013 Woody Allen film?
Blue Jasmine.
Indeed. And that film was not released in India because Woody Allen objected to the anti-tobacco ads that they play before movies that show characters smoking. 1989's Blue Steel stars Jamie Lee Curtis as a New York City policewoman who is accused of killing an unarmed robber. It was directed by Catherine Bigelow, who is perhaps better known for directing what 2008 war movie?
That's The Hurt Locker.
It is The Hurt Locker, yes, because she won the Best Director for that movie, the first time a woman had won that award, and the movie also, of course, won Best Picture that year. And finally, Blue Harvest was the working title for what 1983 sequel, which was given a fake title by Lucasfilm to keep the film's production secret from fans and the media.
83? Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi is indeed correct. And it was supposedly a horror film. The subtitle was Horror Beyond Imagination. And they also used the fake title to keep costs low because apparently some companies increased their prices when they were working on The Empire Strikes Back. Well, Ian certainly shouldn't feel blue about his performance this week. Which of the Blues Brothers are you, Jake or Elwood? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions on your way to stream Blue Velvet and check out another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Just watch out for the ear on the floor.
A rule to live by.
Start with the title of the 1999 movie Varsity Blues. Change one letter to an A, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, 6-4-2, that a member of a sports team might text to a friend after losing to a hated opponent. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll reconvene the quiz this time next week.